Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time. Welcome to Behind the Grit. I am your host, Monica Klein. In today's episode, I want to talk about how many hats we wear as women. Now, men, this is also for you, but as I'm going to be weaving in personal life experiences, I'm speaking specifically to women today. Also, as women, we tend to hold ourselves back for whatever reason. Perhaps growing up, you were dependent on your father or a father figure, which is beautiful, as a father's praise and guidance for his daughter stays with us throughout our life. Research shows that little girls who have a solid relationships with their fathers grow up with a strong foundation of self-worth due to that strong male role model that's influencing their life from their early years. Now, this does not discount a mother's strong influence, but let me just say, a healthy mind and spirit and overall safety is derived from the father-daughter relationship, as it is our most important and most influential relationship of a young girl's life. Now, let's dive into how we start to lose our identity as we're growing up. So, going from our fathers to perhaps college, career, marriage, and motherhood, adding all of the demands that come with each, we start to lose who we are. And we start to really drift away and possibly become someone else, maybe someone that we don't even recognize. This is a fine line, as we need to find time to focus on what fuels us, what makes us happy, and we have to dedicate that time to whatever it is that fuels us. We are all unique individuals, and we need to nourish our mind, our body, and our soul in a way that suits us. When we lose sight of it, this is when we end up in an identity crisis. When this happens, this is when self-worth issues begin to creep in. I know for me personally, my self-worth issues crept in and started to make me question who I was when I was in relationships in my early years. I would choose lovers or life partners who wanted to strip me from my independence and force their ways on me, forcing me to be reliant on them. Now, let me say, this is my own fault for allowing it and not taking a stronger stance earlier on in these relationships. Let me say, the Monica from my 20s and 30s compared to who I am now is an entirely different woman. I have learned a lot in my 40s and now in my 50s. I know my worth and I don't negotiate my value with anyone, especially a significant other. Being reliant on a man, whether it be my boss or a relationship, was something I never did well. I rebelled, which would lead to chaos erupting, as you could imagine. I know for me, I was made to stand on my own two feet in every area of my life. Let me take that back, not just stand, but thrive. And as I chose very strong-headed men influences in my life, there was a constant resistance when I would take that stance and I would pursue those things that set my soul on fire or I would thrive in.
Let's pause this episode for a moment and let me ask you, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone and tackle challenges head on? Maybe you feel stuck and your problems feel insurmountable. Do you believe you have a message to share with the world, but you don't know where to start? Are you struggling with how to bounce back from any setbacks you're facing? Or maybe you're struggling to get traction even though you feel you're doing everything right. Or maybe you're grinding day in and day out with little to no results to show for it. If you are looking to rise into your personal greatness, to own your worth, and start living life on your terms, I have a solution for you. My book, entitled Behind the Grit, is filled with real-life lessons and solutions. Now, I don't hold back in this book. I share all of the shit I went through, the moments where I didn't feel like I could hold on anymore. I was literally grasping for the end of the rope. I was battling anxiety, depression, feeling lost, and hiding in my closet, fearing for my life. It was in these moments that I held on to my faith, my belief in self, and I found my true identity. These are the moments I knew I had a higher calling placed on my life, and I needed to share my message. I invite you to order my book now. I have it linked in the show notes below, or head over to my website or my social media to order your copy. I have found in the lessons and in each scenario I faced, which I'm now sharing with you in an unfiltered, behind-the-scenes way, that if I only help one person overcome whatever they're going through, then my goal has been fulfilled.
So this brings me to the mentoring that I do through my business of young girls and women. I have had young girls come into my business as young as 8 years old, and it's a beautiful thing when their parents entrust me to guide them and share self-confidence and self-esteem and self-love in their young, tender lives, no matter what path they are on when they're that young. I not only teach them skills to implement in their career path, but I teach them about their confidence, their mindset, and how to follow that passion that they have on their heart so that they can live and create a life on their terms. I tell you, if we start to teach our young girls that no one is coming to rescue them and they have everything they need to succeed brewing inside of them, then we will raise a strong and capable generation of women who are truly making a positive impact in this world. I can't emphasize this enough. This world needs more women at the top, and it's imperative to have integrity-based female leaders in all aspects of our life. I practice and preach this every day. I live it. I impart this on any woman that comes, or girl or youth that comes into my sphere. That is one of my number one passions. Now, let me rewind. As I was reflecting on all of the titles that we as women hold, the one that stands tall amongst all of them is when we get called a superhero. Let's go back to those of us that are maybe in my genre and going back to Superwoman. How much did we want to be like her with those gold cuffs and that gold tiara and that fabulous bodysuit? How much did we idolize her? Now, she did everything. She was Superwoman for a reason. So to be truthful, isn't that a lot of pressure without the real life glam, right? When was the last time you had to go do all those things and you donned a tiara with gold cuffs? That's just not reality. I recall so many moments in my personal life and career where we were celebrated as women, yet we were not considered equals on so many levels. There's so many mixed messages that are given to women of all ages. So let me ask you, have you ever felt that you were amidst an identity crisis? Because I know I have multiple times over. I came from a multicultural upbringing in a very large family. Although I was raised an only child, My father had 6 siblings, whereas my mom was one of 18 children. Yes, 18. Like, could you imagine that? So as a young girl, I remember walking into family gatherings and I was known as Helen's daughter. There were so many cousins and second cousins, not to mention all of my aunts and my uncles. So I got the name Helen's daughter from a very young age. I remember, I think I was about 3 or 4, maybe 5 years old. And then fast forward to grade school. When my name was called, teachers would look for the girl that would perhaps resemble a German surname. Not the girl with the caramel skin, Asian eyes, and dark hair. I recall being asked repeatedly by my teachers if I was adopted because my look did not match my name. Now, talk about feeling like you don't fit in, and immediately an identity crisis lodges into me because I'm unsure. Why do I have this German surname, yet I don't look like my name is what I'm being told from my teachers? It was very confusing as a young girl. In my teenage years, my mom would always tell me, it's good that you do good in school, but never leave the house not being put together. As my mom would say it, with your face on. And I would always laugh and say, but mom, my face is on. She would say, no, as a lady, you should have your hair brushed a certain way. You should have your makeup on, lip gloss, mascara at the least. And you should always be wearing a dress. This is what's going to attract a good husband later in your life. So she taught me this at a very young age on how to present myself. Yet, on the flip side, my dad would tell me to apply myself harder on my education or my studies, and then I could do anything I wanted in life. My parents were wonderful and loving parents, and they gave me so many amazing opportunities. With both of their styles of parenting, they showed me that I could have it all. Yet, I struggled with my identity. Which path did I want to take? Was it the one my mom was primping me for, or was it the one that my dad kept ingraining in me of education, career, and pursuing anything I wanted in life? So again, here I was struggling with who I was or who I wanted to be at a young age. Then I move on to love. I consider myself so fortunate to have experienced love on very many various levels. Each time was deeper than the last. What is the first thing I did upon falling in love after getting married for the first time? I became all-consuming of everything his, including his last name. As I started down my career path, using my husband's name as my personal and professional identity, because, you know, I ditched my last name at the first opportunity and began to build my career with his name. Why did I do this? Because it's what we were taught as women. Let's strip you of your identity and demand you take somebody else's name. Whatever happened to becoming equals is my question. So, shortly thereafter, I experienced a life-changing moment, and I gave birth to my son. This is a title I still, to this day, my son's in his 30s, and I wear this title as a badge of honor. I am still known to this day by my son's friends through all phases of his life as Maddie's mom. This is a title I'm always, always going to be proud of, and it's my most favorite title I have held in my lifetime. I do, however, feel it's normal as women to lose a piece of our identity when we become a parent or mother because our child becomes our everything. It's all consuming when we enter into motherhood. As my career grew and I was raising my son, experiencing many milestone accomplishments that have led me to where I am today, my marriage was no longer intact. But my identity with his last name. I kept that last name because of my son. I wanted to have the same last name when it came to school functions and things of that nature. After my son became of age, I asked him if he would mind if I went back to my maiden name, my birth given name. I decided it was finally enough of me having an identity crisis and to reclaim my identity, and maybe it would help if I retook or reinstated my birth-given name. At this moment of legally changing my name back to my birth name, I was living in New York City, and I needed to prove who I said I was. So I hopped on a plane to reclaim a piece of myself. I spent several days retrieving all of my documents from county courthouses in LA, California, and it was at this moment that I came full circle. I realized how much of my identity I had given up through the years of my life for so many different reasons. This time, I was adamant about making a name for myself as I launched my new company in New York City. So what do you think happens next? I got married for a second time. I was determined to keep my identity this time around. So instead of taking his name, I opted to hyphenate my name. That was like the cool thing now, right? So as society would have it, my name was now too long. So immediately they dropped the middle name, which was my name. And again, I began to build a different identity with his name. I'll never forget every time I made a reservation, they referred to me with his last name and I would cringe. I'm like, I'm living this cycle all over again. And I would call and I would change it. Even though I wasn't legally using that name, I wanted to be known by my maiden name. And for some reason, there was just something that was so meaningful. And it was the principle of having my birth given name for me to cling to that new identity. So as I had left a company where I held a large title, I had a list of accolades, I had solid long-term professional relationships and credentials all to show who I was. Yet, in today's world, if somebody can't find you on Google, then this is damaging to your personal brand and to your business, especially if your business is branding. And this happened to me because I wasn't Googleable, if that is a word, underneath my maiden name. I had to share with somebody who wanted to sign with me as a client that this was my former last name and why I chose to go back to my maiden name. And this is why. Because she said, if I can't find you on Google, are you really who you say you are? And as I just relocated to a new city, I needed to prove this. This is when I found myself questioning my decisions to drop my former last name or to even hyphenate my new last name, all for the sake of wanting to reclaim my identity. I was asking myself, did I make a mistake by dropping that first married name that I held on to for so long? So many things went through my head about my identity and feeling like I just wasn't enough. I've always been a positive and confident person. Yet, once I 100% owned my newfound identity as Monica Klein, my birth-given name, this is when things really became crystal clear as to what my personal and professional mission in life was. I have never been more confident of the path I'm on with not only building my own brand and business, but building the brands of other amazing women that I work alongside. My business identity brand is not only an extension of myself, but of my clients and all that they encompass. So let me fast forward a few years. Through a series of tragic events, I ended up back in my hometown of Newport Beach, California, relocating back here after the death of my father from New York City. And this time around, almost 10 years since my departure, I found pieces of myself and my identity that I left here that I'm starting to put back together. This time that I've been living back here has proven to be such a life lesson where I can truly say I have come full circle in my identity crisis, and I no longer suffer from knowing who I am, what I represent, what I stand for, and where I'm going in my future. Everything has come full circle, and it all makes sense. So I want to share with you, if you are struggling with an identity crisis, maybe brought on by the past couple of years, I feel you. I've been there, I've walked through it, and I've pieced it back together so I feel whole as who I am today. So many women I speak to daily are sharing that they either have resigned from their positions, their careers, or maybe they were forced to leave the workforce due to they had to care for their family or their children or elderly parents, or maybe they've experienced loss such as divorce or became empty nesters during this time. Or they were simply done with the grind of going to a J-O-B where you're building somebody else's dream. There is a reason why in this country, in this world today, that we are experiencing a she session. So if you haven't been following any kind of business publications, let me just tell you, the she session is a recession for women that began in 2020, and it's nowhere near over. Women are being let go from the workforce or forced to resign due to those overly demanding schedules that require them to care for their home life, whether it be their children, their elders, their significant others, with less and less jobs becoming available for women to apply to. Talk about the past 2 years forcing women into a massive identity crisis. This is the number one reason why I am and continue to do whatever it takes to build my business on my terms so I personally have control over my future. And this is why I'm so passionate about doing this for other women and showing them, guiding them, leading the way if they're uncertain as to how to take that first step to become a business owner and an entrepreneur. There's something magical that happens when we as women know our purpose and we pursue it at all, with our all. We go for it. And ladies, I want to tell you, age has nothing to do with this. You can pursue your calling at any age. I became a full-time entrepreneur in my early 40s, and I wouldn't change it for a thing. The wisdom that I brought into opening my business being in my 40s was amazing. Granted, it was risky, but I knew I had what it took to make it a success. So ladies, if you find yourself at a crossroads, I want to remind you, you and only you have the answer for what your next step in life will be. My advice is shut out the noise. Ignore everybody else's opinions and advice that they're pouring into you. Maybe it's unsolicited and they're just sharing from their fear-based opinion, but shut out the noise. I want you to stop and I want you to follow your heart and your soul and be true to yourself. This is your one life and time waits for no one. So I want you to make sure that you are making it a beautiful life for yourself. Nobody else has that power but you. There's no moment more beautiful or more powerful than the moment when a woman chooses to claim her power, including her financial power, her soul's calling, and the use of her voice to rise up and make a difference is what is going to set you apart and what makes you a change maker. And as I shared earlier, we need more change makers in this world, especially that come in the form of a beautiful woman. Personally, I have found when you own your power, you open up a divine channel of abundance. Now, this is abundance in whatever way that you decipher abundance. This can be financial. This can be relationship. This can be your career. This can be your business. Relationships across the board, from a spouse to a parent to a sibling to a child. When you open this up, this channel of abundance, life begins to flow just naturally, organically, without the hustle. And let me tell you, I truly despise the word and the culture of hustle. As women, this is not what we should be doing. We should not be proud or pounding our chest about hustling. We have a gift within us, and in order to get it out into the world, we are not supposed to hustle. It's just organically supposed to flow from without you when you follow your voice and your passion. You can choose to believe that voice in your head that says you're not ready or you can't do this, or that voice that's speaking fear over your dreams and your passions. Or you can choose to say yes to own your power, your voice, and your value. Either way, you're making a choice. So make the choice that you want for your life, because choices are so incredibly powerful. I encourage you to show up exactly as who you envision yourself to be, while giving yourself permission to be the woman you've always wanted to be. It is within your reach. I promise you it is. Your identity is based on your sense of self-worth, your value, and when you implement this and you believe it and you walk the walk, everything falls into place in your life, in every sense of the word, in all areas of your life. You're worth it. Invest in yourself. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.